All right, y'all. Well, I'm gonna give it a quick little intro or whatnot, because I'm proud of this young lady or whatnot. And I was like, look, before we do episode 175, the extravaganza, whatnot, I really wanted to get with y'all. As y'all know, I'm Mr. Know-It-All, and I want to introduce y'all to somebody who's coming out of pseudo-retirement, and she's finding her way back to the platform. This here, for six episodes only. If you're listening and you're an avid listener of her, you're probably on, what, episode 4 right now? This is the close out of it. Ladies and gentlemen, Taya Moore.
Hi.
So, Taya, quickly, what was your thought process in actually putting this together, the six, what is it? What do you call it? Six cups of tea.
Yes. Yeah,
you was telling us that it had something to do with your, it was the third anniversary of your book. And what made you say, you know what, I want to dive back into this just for a little bit, give you little mini episodes and kind of put it out there?
Well, I woke up Friday morning and I was like, I have to do something to celebrate the anniversary of my book, A Fresh Cup of Tea, No Sugar. So I was like, what can I do? I was trying to have a party. Then I was like, I don't really have the money to do that right now. So I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to do what I always do, which is run my mouth on a podcast, spill some tea.
All right, so you're running your mouth as normal.
And that's spilling some tea, right?
Right.
And then
right.
I was like, my other thought process was, you know what? There are things that have occurred. There are things that I have brewed.
Right.
Since 3 years ago when the book first came out.
Right.
So I was, my plan was to share that tea with
people. Mm-hmm,
and then
mm-hmm.
I was going to do it in a format of every episode is connected to a song or a lyric in a song as well.
Okay. Yeah. Understood. So, right now, can I get full disclosure?
Absolutely.
All right, so right now, we're recording the final episode, but we're actually ahead one episode. So, give us the rundown. The first episode was called
A Dozen Red Roses or Nothing.
Oh, yeah, we had a long conversation about that one yesterday. Second one was called
Broken Glass Everywhere.
That was wild, too. I never, yeah, just the not only the phobia side of that, but that was really a thing. You know what I mean? And just the constant reminders of shit. Like that was wild. Excuse me, I know you don't cuss on your joint, but I have a potty mouth. The third one was
I don't write music for the critics.
That one resonated with me something crazy. I ain't gonna lie to you. That resonated big time for me because I was like, yeah, I definitely agree with that. I used to feel that way or whatnot, with all the accolades and you want this, this, that, and the third. But I think that as you mature to a certain level, that's a good one. So the one that I haven't caught up to yet is the next one. What is it?
Dreams and Nightmares.
All right. That's the one I got to listen to. That'll be what I'll be listening to when I get in the crib tonight. Definitely. And you have a name for number 5 yet?
Virgo's Groove.
That's the one I'm going to skip.
No. You ain't going to skip that one.
Right. All right, so
you're gonna like it. You know, the titles make you think is one, as you can tell from what you've been listening to, the title makes you think it's about one thing and it's really about something else.
That's very true. And we're calling this one Closure.
Absolutely.
So, my question is, when all this is said and done, because to me, this seems like a culmination. What you're trying to do is you really want to put a cap on the chapter of your life that you poured your blood, sweat, and tears into your book, Fresh Cup of Tea, No Sugar, on Amazon now. Pick it up. Get your hard copies and your Kindle copies and all that good stuff. Your digital copies is what they call it, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, Kindle.
Kindle digital, same thing. So with that being said, what do you see at the end of this situation? Like, what are you looking to obtain as far as like putting a cap on everything? Just a cap on this portion of.
Well, the reason why this episode is called Closure is because that's exactly what this is. I'm not looking for anything from it. I literally did it to celebrate the anniversary, the third anniversary of my book, and share some tea with people.
Right, right.
I also think it has helped people. I've had a lot of people call me and want to have dialogue about, you know, my stories and how it resonates with them. So that was an added bonus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It also has shown people how well I am at marketing. I mean, I literally did a whole campaign, the title, the flyer. Every episode correlates with a song. I got a song to go with the flyer. So it literally showed people how great, how creative I really am.
Yeah, so no, with that Freudian slip. Wait a minute. Not how great I am, huh? Let's talk for a second. Let's talk for a second, because I ain't gonna hold you. Like, you really, really, like, you could actually, you got the raps a little bit. And when you go on your, listen, you do. You know what I mean? And I love that about you. So when you go on your soliloquies during your podcast and whatnot, it's like, so there's a guy named Tom McGinnis. That he, you know, Tom, you're a sports fan. That's right. So you know who Tom McGinnis is, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that calls the Sixers games.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to put Tom McGinnis with a partner, but Tom McGinnis plays the play-by-play and the color commentary all in one. And he's moving and he's got sound effects and he says things and he just sat in the third. You could actually use this as a pseudo manuscript and turn it into another book. You know what I'm saying?
What, the six cups?
Yes.
I could.
You could. You know what I mean? So my thing is that when you talk about...
But I'm done with I know, fresh cup of tea.
But I'm talking about your Freudian slip that you had is that was called... You were talking about your greatness. How great do you feel like... on a scale from 1 to 10 right now, how do you feel like your greatness measures up?
10.
Oh. I didn't even say 2. Who?
10.
Just 10. See, I like that. So
I'm not going to compare myself to anybody else.
Right, right, right.
I'm measuring success by my own measure, and I say 10 right now.
So
And for the fact that it did more than I intended for it to do. It was literally just to celebrate a book, and it's done so much more. It's done so much more.
That's what's up. So, well, we know what's next. I know what's next. Because you actually said it on one of the episodes.
What'd I say?
That you got 1.5 books in the tuck that you're ready to drop.
Oh, man.
So.
I'm still thinking about that. I'm still thinking about that.
What you contemplating? What's the thought process? Because this is about closure. So we got to give people. You got to give the people the closure now. You've done five riveting episodes of this. This is the last one. And we're putting a cap on things. So. Let them know when it's happening.
I don't know when it's happening. So the thing is, right, like I said, I have one whole book that's been done, right?
Right.
But I never want to put something out simply just to put something out. Simply because I only had a book, you know, besides my journal, but I only had, you know, a physical published book 3 years ago, and
right.
It's like, oh, let me put something else out because, you know, it's been 3 years, right? It's like Cardi B, last album was in 2018, right? And nobody's bothering her. But I never want to just put something out just to do it. Like this book was on my heart. I had a specific reason. I had a specific intention for putting it out. The one that I actually finished, it's not really on my heart. The second one is, because that's about communication between black men and black women, right? And I promise you, what I have written so far, you know, I've let one of my friends hear it, and she was like, I don't know why you're sitting on this. Like, it's not biased. It's not female biased. It's not pick me. You know, it's not any of that. It's extremely, you know, objective and... not biased. Like, I can't stress that enough, right? But it's like, I want to do it in a way to where it's not like, well, you're not in a relationship. How are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, why would anybody listen to you? So that's what I'm trying to, I want to grasp that. I want to grasp that I'm not trying to speak as if I'm in a relationship. I'm speaking as a person that men and women come to me all the time with situations because I'm a fair person, because I'm an objective person, because of my emotional intelligence, right? Mm-hmm. And I need that to translate into this book so that it doesn't come across as... So then one of my friends was like, but do you know how many people, no offense to her, but Ayanna is single. And people come and sit at, you know, on her show and talk to her all the time and listen to her advice. Who's a Virgo, by the way, Ayanna, shout out to her. You know what I'm saying? So, or even, no offense to Jada, but most people think their relationship is horrible, but people will still come and want her advice or whatever. So just because I'm single doesn't mean that my opinion is not valid. I have been in a relationship before, I have been around relationships, and I have people around me in relationships who come to me all the time. So that's what I wrestle with my Virgo self in my head of how this is going to translate, right? But then I think about another Virgo, like Beyonce, right? I'm sure people was like, girl, you know, if you do country music, you know, it's going to be a problem because black people don't really do country music and you're not going to be accepted and, you know, all that. And she put it out anyway. And here it is. Okay. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. Country music started with us. All music started with black people. So she ain't do nothing but take back what we started to begin with, right? Mm. But the perception is it's for white people. It's white dominated. Just like the perception is, how can you be writing a book about black men and black women communicating and you're not in a relationship? So I'm going to use my inner Virgo, and best believe this book going to be finished and probably out by, you know, sometime the end of the year. I don't really like to set deadlines because then people will hold me to it. So I'm going to say sometime by the end of the year.
Right.
I've been had a title for it.
Mm-hmm.
Concept. The outline is done. About four chapters was done already.
Right.
I'm going to just get it done.
So, all right. So you ready to shake shit up?
Yeah, because I don't make music for the critics.
So, but okay, cool. Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Even though you giving us your Nas effect, whereas, you know.
Another Virgo.
I mean. Nas a Virgo? Yes, he is. Yep.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? He's dropping his albums when he see fit, when it applies. Listen. So, but in 2024, we're getting this book.
Yes.
What is it called?
I'm not giving that out. Listen, I'm not Cat Williams.
Right.
But I know that people still.
Yes, they do.
So if I don't own it, I don't say it.
I agree. I hear that.
I'll tell you off the record, but I ain't saying it on here.
Oh, that's so nice. I'm going to know something y'all don't.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. But lastly, what have you, I don't even want to say learned. Like, what type of, do you feel like this has given you any sort of strength throughout this entire process?
Oh, it absolutely has. Mm-hmm. Someone that called me was like, I feel like I know you better now. Right? And that's a big thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people know me, but a lot of people don't know me. And a lot of that is my fault because, I don't know. Sometimes I don't even know myself. But
it's that Virgo shit. That's crazy.
It definitely is. You think about Kobe Bryant, right?
Right.
When Kobe died, before Kobe died, people said he ain't had no friends. He probably never really spent time with his kids. You know, here it is. Oh, every NBA player has a Kobe was my friend story. Kobe called me and helped me with this. You know, he was donating money to all these charities. He was taking his kids to school every day in carpool. So
Right.
But he never showed that side of him. Mm-hmm. He always showed the mob mentality. I don't know nonsense. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff. And Kobe was a rapper too, so... And I say that to say, you know, people put you in a box based off of perception. And I feel like when I do things like this or when I wrote the book, it was like, wow, that's what's going on in her head. I would never knew. So I think that's what that has done as well. You know, some of that stuff I had never shared with anybody. It's only a few people that knew about the Roses situation and not even that death. So, yeah.
Well... This has been riveting. And I'm hoping that I'm really what I'm hoping that you get out of it. And it's just my message to you is that when you listen back to it and whatnot, you start to understand that not only writing, you have a lot to say in a lot of information that you want to give. And a lot of times off the cuff, you believe that it's kind of like you freestyling and kind of giving the world what you want them to have. But what you do have to understand is that your mind, you is that Virgo energy. You are extremely premeditated in the way that you approach things. You're celebrating an anniversary of a book of your baby, but I think a lot of it still has to do with that inner, I need to let y'all know really, really what's up, you know, inside of you. So we appreciate that.
Oh yeah, you ain't listen to Dreams and Nightmares yet.
Yeah, yeah, and I definitely will listen to it. I'm going to be listening to it, then I'll be all caught up and whatnot. And then once you know, episode 5, what is it?
Virgo's Groove.
Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, I gave a little taste.
You should have just called. You should have just called it. I love me.
No. It's cool though because right. This is the last one, so hopefully people won't watch this one until they have listened to Virgo's Groove, so I ain't really give up too much.
Cool. So is there anything that you got to say to the people that you haven't said already throughout your entire episode?
I just want to say thank you to everyone who has supported me, who has supported A Fresh Cup of Tea No Sugar. The book did really well on Amazon. People are still buying it. That's the other thing that, you know, bringing out the 6 cups of tea has done. Some people didn't even know about it, so they have bought it.
Right.
Many blessings have come from it, from people who actually say they've used the tea process, they've healed from things. You know, my friends, my girlfriends, a couple years ago threw me a tea party to celebrate, the book. And, you know, just me having the freedom to walk around and say, hey, y'all know all this stuff about me. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I'm free. Mm. I don't have to live in the shadows. You know what I mean? It's like anytime something happened, I could literally be like, well, that was on page 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and now I was like, well, that was on episode 3. It's not my fault you ain't listened to it or you didn't read it. I put it out there. That's the only thing that I can be accountable for. So
that's cool.
I feel really good to, it's freedom. Transparency is freedom. You know, and we come from a culture where you don't speak about certain things or you never let people see you in a certain way. And just call me a rebel because that's what I do.
Well, I miss a know-it-all, but this is your thing. Please close it out. Close us out.
You close it out.
Oh, all right. That's Taya Moore, and this concludes 6 Cups.
Wait, but who am I to you?
Oh, this is my social media manager. This is my pod. See, I don't like to call you a producer. I like to call you a podcast curator. You like the showrunner.
I like that.
So, you know what I mean? I like that. You are the podcast curator.
I'm going to start using that instead.
Yeah, curator. Thanks. I like that.
Perfect.
So, PC. That's who she is to me and whatnot. Yep. That's Taya Moore. And this has been 6 Cups of Tea. This is the 6 Cup.
Little for ginger. Cups 1-5 is streaming on every audio streaming site.
Yep.
And it's only available for a limited time only. So
that's it. And
go get your sip on.
Since I'm a part of the 6th one, mine got a little Hennessy in it.
Oh my God.
All right.
Well, I said no sugar. I never said no Hennessy.
Yeah, no. Bourbon, something. It's spiked with something. Say bye.
Bye, everybody.